Our Father, we bless thee for the Lord Jesus. I thank thee that as we gather this morning, it takes our minds to him and the accomplishment of his work at Calvary, in which he ever brought delight and joy to thy heart. And Lord, it brings joy to our hearts as we look over this large company today. To marvel at thy grace, are we not like Barnabas, who saw the grace of God and was glad? And we rejoice to see so many that, as we've already heard this morning, could have gone other places and done other things, but this has been a choice they have made, and even a sacrifice. And Lord, we pray that as a result of their efforts to travel here, bringing families, whatever it might be, other younger people, they've encouraged to come and they've come along with them. We trust, Lord, that when this conference concludes, not only will God be glorified and his people blessed, but they will have reason and cause to return thanks to God for visiting his people and giving them bread. So, Lord, we do look to thee. We realize that if this conference will amount to more than a social event, then the presence of God is going to be sensed. The Spirit of God is going to direct. Ministry is going to be given that is going to affect us eternally. And so, Lord, we look to thee and pray that as we would live day by day, that we may live more for his honor and for his glory. We thank thee, Lord, for the gospel. Pray that thou bless it. Think of the gospel meetings away there in Labrador with Brother Procopio, Brother Meek, and Grant Elk. Thank you for the meetings going forth in Hampton and Hightsville, and thank you for blessing these meetings, for coming in salvation. And we give thanks to God. We pray that thou further that great work, and we trust, Lord, we'll again hear of more coming into the kingdom. And so, Lord, these are just a few of many places that can be prayed for this morning. As we look to thee, giving thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus, amen.